Hey friends, I want to tell you a little bit about Mood Plus, the sponsor of today's episode. I've been taking supplements for many years now, and I'm skeptical about most products because A, many of them have ingredients that I just don't want to put into my body, and B, their research is spotty at best. When I heard of Mood Plus, I was skeptical, yet I was also open to learning about the science behind their claim that naturally occurring strains of bacteria can benefit our mental well-being and stress resilience. So I did some research, and I actually found it all quite fascinating. About 2 months ago, I added Mood Plus into my daily regimen, and I've liked it so far. The results aren't earth-shattering. They never are for me when I add a new supplement or vitamin into my life. But I am noticing some subtle shifts that I attribute to Mood Plus. Now, my results might be different from yours, but if you're curious about the research and about Mood Plus, then I recommend you check out their website, moodplus.com. Mood is spelled M-U-D, by the way. And if you want to purchase some of your own, then you can use the code TRYMOOD at checkout for 15% off your first order. Again, the website is MUD-PLUS.com, and the code is TRYMUD for 15% off.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Having It All podcast, the show about what it takes to live an abundant, loving life. My name is Matthew Bivens, and I want to help you live with more clarity, confidence, and purpose so you can truly have it all. Let's do it. What's going on, my awesome friend? Welcome back to the Having It All podcast. I am Matthew Bivens, your balanced lifestyle coach, and this show is the place you want to tune into to learn how to have it all and live your abundant, loving life. I drop episodes every single week. And if you are new to the show, welcome. Thank you so much for checking it out. Thank you for taking a risk. And if you're returning for the second, third, fourth, 100th time, I so much appreciate you. I appreciate the trust that you put in and that you would invest that amount of time with me and with this community. That's tremendous. We are continuing with doing something cool and new, and this episode is both an audio and video podcast. You can go to YouTube, search my name, Matthew Bivens, or search Having It All, and you'll find me on YouTube, and you can actually watch this. Or if you're on the podcast player of your choice, you can listen as usual. No matter how you are getting this topic and conversation today, please hit that subscribe button. And if you are on YouTube, hit that like button as well if you're digging the content. Today's conversation is pretty cool. It's inspired by some talks I've had with clients over the last couple weeks where this topic keeps coming up over and over and over about the quality of questions that we are asking ourselves. And so today I really want to help you see that the types of questions that you're asking yourself are leading to certain types of answers. And those answers are either going to move you towards where you want to go or they're keeping you stuck. So we're really going to explore that and examine that in today's episode. I'm going to kick it off with a quote. This quote comes from Tony Robbins. And the quote is, "Quality questions create a quality life. Successful people ask better questions. And as a result, they get better answers." So think about that. Successful people, people who are succeeding in whatever it is, business, health, relationships, they tend to ask themselves better quality questions, meaning they ask questions where the answer that they come up with, the answer that their brain gives them, is an answer that helps lead them towards more success. Because question and answer, it's like a coin. Every coin has two sides. Every question has an answer. It has to. So when you're feeling frustrated, when you're feeling down, when you're feeling small, weak, scared, scarce, when you feel like a victim, you ask yourself questions, or we tend to ask ourselves questions that only perpetuate the state that we're in. Think about this. Have you ever asked yourself any of these questions? Why me? What's wrong with me? Why do I always do that? Why am I so dumb? Why can't I change? When am I going to be successful? When is that special someone finally going to come into my life? When is anyone going to love me? If you think back to what I just said about every question has an answer, the answers to those questions are probably not going to leave you feeling better. It's probably not going to have you feeling uplifted, and it most definitely won't lead you towards success. So we have to learn how to stop asking these types of questions that are questions of the ego. It's questions of the fearful mind, of the scarce mind. And when we ask questions like that, what you have to remember is that your ego is going to want to keep you small, keep you comfortable, keep you scared and scarce many times. And so if you're allowing that part of yourself to ask questions, guess what? It's going to keep you in that same loop, that same funky little loop. So what you can do is, well, you can try to get a better answer from that crummy question, or you can ask better questions. Ask different questions. Ask questions that actually lead you to the outcome you want to experience. So I'm going to share with you a couple of scenarios, and then I'm going to share a possible question you might be asking yourself now, and then an alternative that might actually help you get unstuck and help you get a little bit more clarity. Hey friends, I want to tell you a little bit about Mood Plus, the sponsor of today's episode. I've been taking supplements for many years now, and I'm skeptical about most products because A, many of them have ingredients that I just don't want to put into my body, and B, their research is spotty at best. When I heard of Mood Plus, I was skeptical. Yet, I was also open to learning about the science behind their claim that naturally occurring strains of bacteria can benefit our mental well-being and stress resilience. So, I did some research, and I actually found it all quite fascinating. About 2 months ago, I added Mood Plus into my daily regimen, and I've liked it so far. The results aren't earth-shattering. They never are for me when I add a new supplement or vitamin into my life. But I am noticing some subtle shifts that I attribute to Mood Plus. Now, my results might be different from yours, but if you're curious about the research and about Mood Plus, then I recommend you check out their website, moodplus.com. Mood is spelled M-U-D, by the way. And if you want to purchase some of your own, then you can use the code TRYMOOD at checkout for 15% off your first order. Again, the website is mud-plus.com. And the code is TRYMUD for 15% off.
For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Here's a few scenarios. When you're experiencing a massive setback and you're super frustrated, right? Things are just not going the way that you intended. You might be asking yourself, why me? Why did this happen to me? Well, how about try this one out? How about you try asking yourself the question, how is this the best thing that has ever happened to me? That's a different approach. If you ask yourself that question, when you're experiencing a frustration or a disappointment, I can almost guarantee you, your brain is going to start working to figure out, how is this the best thing that's ever happened to me? And what it comes up with is going to lead you towards something that can help you get unstuck, something that'll help you grow, something that'll help you heal and evolve. Now, I won't take credit for this first question. I got this one from a YouTube channel called Struthless or Struthless. I'm not entirely sure how it's pronounced, but I'll put it in the description for both the podcast and the YouTube video. And this YouTube channel is from a guy named Cam, and he talks about personal development things. And I just love this question. How is this the best thing that's ever happened to me? So wear that question on the next time you find yourself feeling stuck and frustrated and disappointed because something is not going the way that you want. Here's another scenario. You keep hitting your head against the wall trying to solve a problem and you aren't coming up with anything new. You're asking yourself the same thing over and over and over. You might be putting out the questions like this: why do I always do that? Why do I keep making the same mistake? Why do I keep choosing the same thing? Well, how about you try asking yourself this question instead? What am I supposed to be learning from this experience that I keep missing? What is the lesson that I'm supposed to be getting that I keep missing? Because a lot of times, if we keep banging our head against the same thing and we're going nowhere, it's because there's something we're supposed to learn, something that we're supposed to uncover or discover. And then we're supposed to use that information to make a different choice, to create a different outcome, but you just aren't getting it. And so if you ask yourself, what am I supposed to get from this experience that I'm missing? It can help you from repeating the same things over and over and over. Here's a different scenario. When your plans get derailed or you experience some sort of disappointment, you might be asking yourself, why does this keep happening to me? Why do bad things always happen to me? How about asking yourself the question, what new opportunities have now opened up for me? This one came directly from a conversation I was having with a client where he had a physical setback. And that question was coming up. And you're like, why has this happened to me? And so with the physical setback, new opportunities are always opening up. It's just the lens through which you're looking at things, right? So for example, years ago, when Sarah and I were pregnant with our first daughter, Maya, I rear-ended another car. We had two cars at the time, and I rear-ended another car, totaling my car, and it was gone. We didn't have the money to fix it, so we went from a two-car household down to a one-car household. And I was frustrated, right? I was frustrated. I felt like it wasn't my fault. I felt like the other people did all these things to create a situation for me to hit them. I was very much in a victim space. And, you know, I was just pissed. And I stayed pissed for a little while. And then I started to think, okay, well, can't do anything about the car, right? It is what it is. And here we are with one vehicle. So what opportunities do we now have since we have a one vehicle household? And it created the opportunity for Sarah and I to get more coordinated in our schedules, opportunity for us to communicate more, and the opportunity for us to spend more time together now that we were sharing a car. We could spend more time together driving. So I vividly remember both of us having a shift in our perspective and looking at the opportunities that had opened up now that we were a single car household, rather than what we were losing out on and how much of a victim that we felt. And we ended up staying a single car household for many years after that, because we actually liked it, you know, we enjoyed it. So looking at that situation from a different way allowed us to see the opportunity and really embrace it, which created a lot of joy and peace and gratitude from the whole thing. Here's another scenario. When the path to completing a task or the path to completing a goal is unappealing. That's like when there's something that you need to do, but it just is gonna suck. You feel like the work is gonna suck. You might be asking yourself a question like, how can I just get this over with? How can I speed up time and hurry up and get to the future when this is done? Right? You probably ask yourself that question. But how about flipping it and asking yourself this instead? How can I make this crappy experience more fun? How can I make the situation more fun? How can I bring light and levity into this situation? It's a very simple question. But again, when you ask yourself questions like this, it gets your brain thinking about answers, thinking about solutions. And I can almost guarantee you the answer to how can I bring more fun to the situation, like that answer is going to leave you feeling better than how can I get this over with?
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com. For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
And here's a final scenario. When you want something to happen so badly and it just isn't happening. You really, really want it, but it's not happening right now, or it's not happening as fast as you want it to go. You might be asking yourself questions like, when will I succeed at this? Right? When will I become successful? When will this be over with? When will this special person come into my life? I so badly want a partner. I so badly want to be in love. When is that going to happen for me? Those are the type of questions that you might be asking. So instead, how about you ask yourself a question, who must I become to create blank experience? It's a very different question. Who must I become to succeed in this business venture? Who must I become to attract an aligned partner into my life? Who must I become to influence different results in my family? If you ask yourself that question, who must you become? Your answer provides a pathway towards the results and the experience that you want. Because your answer might be, okay, who must I become to have the business success that I'm looking for? All right, well, I need to become a little bit more disciplined. I need to become a little bit more focused. I need to become a better manager of my time. I need to be a little bit more courageous and put myself out there. Right? The answer to that type of question creates clarity on the steps that you need to take. And now it's just up to you to take those steps. So again, the whole intention of today's conversation was to get you to realize that in so many scenarios, the questions that you're asking are keeping you stuck. They're keeping you frustrated because the answers that you're getting are not helpful answers. They're not answers that are going to lead to your growth, lead to your expansion, lead to transformation, or lead to anything other than keeping you in this small little bubble of your comfort zone. Or perhaps those questions and answers are keeping you right, where happiness is on the other side of a new question, but you want to be right. So I'll keep asking this same old question to keep myself right at the expense of your happiness. You gotta start looking at things in a different way and opening yourself up to new ways to approach a problem, new ways to approach a situation that you aren't experiencing the results that you want. Remember, go back up to that Tony Robbins quote. Quality questions create a quality life. Successful people ask better questions, and as a result, they get better answers. From this conversation, I am recommending for you that you take a little bit to reflect on those areas in your life where you are not experiencing the results that you want. The areas in life where you aren't experiencing the success that you want. And start reflecting on perhaps some of the questions that you're asking yourself in those areas. And see, do the answers of these questions lead me towards new results and lead me towards success? Or do they lead me in the other direction? Because if it's taking you in the other direction, just recognize that you keep asking the same questions, you aren't going to go anywhere. It might be time to ask yourself a new question to get where you want to go. All right, that's today's conversation. That's today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in, whether you're watching, whether you're listening. I appreciate you. If you have any feedback for me on this topic today, or if you have some suggestions for future topics, or you just want to say what's up, you can always shoot me an email, matthew@matthewbivens.com. And if you're on YouTube, you can drop a comment below on this video. I read them all and I reply to everything. That's it. I appreciate you. I'm sending you so much love. My name is Matthew Bivens, and here is to you having it all. Quick note about the Having It All podcast. I am not a doctor nor a licensed therapist. I'm a guy with a story and a passion for conscious conversation. My thoughts, opinions, and beliefs are my own. So please consult with your doctor or healthcare provider
regarding any questions or issues you have related to your personal, physical, or mental health.
Does your father know you're listening to this podcast? Well, when you're done, why don't you stop by and check out a show that is 100% dad-approved, Dadages. Hi there, I'm Chad Higley. If you're looking for useful insights and practical advice you can actually apply to work, family, education, philanthropy, and just life in general, check out Dadages. That's Dadages, wherever you listen to your podcasts.